shingre yala dhumba ta chak tsawa ne ngoye bar dinde shirangi loto la ta dinde sazang loto ba shisan lo dan shi ta
Okay, I will spend a couple of minutes to do the practice of Manjushri. So visualize clearly in front of you Manjushri, and then on that basis, and then do the practice of the seven limbs I've explained before in the Panya, starting from the limb of prostration and ending with the limb of dedication. Yeah. So try to do this now. next praise to Manjushri. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a scriptural text, symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering, view his dragon thunder, proclamation of Dharma, arouses us from the stupor of our delusion, and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and text that explains them. It's in a short mandala offering. It's on page 27. And then after that, the last verse on that page. Zoji Bhugi Zoji Bhugi
Sanjay 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 San
sanjin chodong su su chonam ba chanjo ba do dani da ge chu jin je be sonam ji an do la ben je sanjin do ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད
So Lama Tsongkhapa said in his embrace of dependent arising, where my mind was defeated by ignorance, though I have sought refuge for a long time in such an embodiment of excellence, I possess not a fraction of his qualities. Nonetheless, before the stream of this life flowing towards death has come to cease, that I have found slight faith in you, even this I think is fortunate.
So this is basically
an expression of Lama Tsongkhapa's own life experience. Yeah. So he's basically saying that, you know, since very young, so he's been reciting the refuge prayer, the refuge formula. I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dharma, I go for refuge to the Sangha. He's been reciting it for basically the whole of his life. You know. But he hadn't, for a while, been able to realize, you know, the specific quality of the Buddha in having taught the meaning of dependent origination.
Tanda, 아니 지금 학벌도 안 된 중에 된 때문에 다 손으로 도선 자체 붙여서 다 진대기 경기 다 지금 다 된 중에 다 손에 대해 산재 권한이 맞습니다. 다 산재기 다 14부시에서는 손에 다 진대기 아니 지금 다 된 중에 된 뒤 아니 지금 터범은 붙여 아니 지금 삼체 아니 지금 검체 진대기 아니 지금 된 중에 된 뒤 약보지 시행도 간라 아니 좀 된 데서 다 남기 접수 줘야기 좀 된 데라 아니 지금 믹스에게 하는 짓 갈 수 없다. 대바 이초야지. 다 쌤, 님기 때문에 이초야 대바지. 아니, 대바 중송순거 갈 수 없다.
마무 총가파 was someone who studied extensively the works of the great Indian masters of the past, and in particular he paid a lot of attention to those texts composed by the great Indian masters dealing with the subject matter of a dependent or origination. Yeah. And through the extensive studying and the reflection on these works and these texts, yeah, Lam Tsongkhapa realized that in this world of ours, it was only the Buddha who had taught, you know, correctly and on the meaning of dependent origination. Yeah. So upon having extensively heard, reflected and meditated on the meaning of dependent origination, when Lama Tsongkhapa himself realized what dependent origination is, and then so he developed this very strong and deep faith in the Buddha, the one whom he has been going for refuge to. He was especially captivated by the Buddha's explanation on dependent arising.
어떻게니? 다저다 딘데시 다 딘데기 아니지? 다 돈다 이제는 뭐지? 갈수 왔다. 산재라 다 돈다 산재 좀 된데 딘데 순이기 산재 좀 된데라 아니 딘데기 튼 사무소에다 랑기 냠수랑 랑기 튼데 돈이 누가나 다 십초 시행 누가나 아니 딘데 순이기 넘어라 믹스기 다 시내 대바터야지. 어다. 다던다 마시 콩라 다 된다고 이제 녀바 중송스 다 이제 녀바 대자면 가와서 보인스 어디 숨해랬다.
The Lama Tsongkhapa is basically expressing his faith in the Buddha, you know? So that of course the Buddha was the one who taught dependent origination, who taught it, and then on the basis of learning those teachings and then putting it into practice. And then came the day when Lama Tsongkhapa himself realized the meaning of dependent origination. Yeah. Then he developed this very special kind of faith and devotion towards the Buddha, the one who taught this dependent origination. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa said that being able to find such a faith and devotion towards the Buddha before his life came to an end was something indeed something very, he was very fortunate, basically. Yeah, he felt that way.
Oh, any choosing, Karsana, Timona, that you chung to come, that Sanja church in the Jap Society, you do then there at the Inayan Kota. 산지추 진지세디다 치점다 변화 갈수록 산지기 숭비 연대인데 통치 다던다 라는 냠수는 통일도 가나 나를 대발 하고 배야지 숭구요래 다던다 그러면 나는 대발 매받은 말지 나야다 학벌 된데 된 숭예기 된데 라는 게 시행도 가나 아니 숭예 된 발라 믹스기 대발 학벌 나를 채워시 충대시 다디 숭구요래
So Lama Tsongkhapa said that although he had been reciting the refuge prayer, the refuge formula, and I go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha since young, but it was only upon seeing the special qualities of his enlightened speech, and in particular his enlightened activity of having taught this teaching on dependent origination. It was only through on seeing this particular quality of the Buddha that he had developed more faith, something more than what he had developed before. Yeah. So it's not that the Lama Sangha did not have any faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha prior to his realization of dependent origination, but he's saying that after he had realized dependent origination, his faith in Buddha had grown tremendously. So this was what happened to Lama Tsongkhapa himself. He had developed such a faith in the Buddha on the basis of having studied extensively and then reflected on the teachings of the Buddha. So it has to be the same for the rest of us. Yeah. So therefore, that it becomes very important to study, to learn, and to critically think about what the Buddha has taught. So it's very important to really engage in extensive learning of these classic texts and these great treatises. Yeah. So the more we study these great classics, and the more we think about them and analyze, and when we see for ourselves how true it is what all these texts are saying, the moment we see how really true it is, then we will definitely be able to also generate the kind of the same kind of faith towards the Buddha that Lama Tsongkhapa himself had generated. So I've always said this, the more you learn the Buddha's teachings, your faith in the Buddha will increase. Yeah. So that's the purpose. And the whole point of studying extensively the Buddha's teachings, so that our faith in the Buddha can increase. Yeah. So the more you understand the Buddha's teachings, and if you see how wonderful and how true it is, then of course, naturally, your faith in the person who taught these teachings will increase, isn't it? Yeah. So this is an extremely important point. And if we are able to develop the faith that arises through understanding, then we would have basically fulfilled the purpose of having been born as a human being in this life. So it is stated clearly in the teachings that faith precedes or the virtuous dharma. Yeah. So faith is like the door. So without faith, it is difficult for there to be any virtuous dharma. Yeah. So without faith, basically, then these virtuous qualities, virtuous dharmas, do not arise. Yeah. Faith is likened to a mother. So without a mother, they can't be a child. Yeah. So likewise, without faith, then there's no virtuous dharma. Yeah. So once we develop the faith that arises from understanding, then all the other qualities will naturally come about. Yeah.
어떻게 세상 다 남주들이 통구요래 달롭중 자칭 붙여야지 또다 신의 대바다 외기 어쩌게 좋아지 다 진짜 삼구요래 너와 어떤데시 교토배시 진짜 용토배시 아 공부 시작해야래 나.
So I always see that studying these great classics, studying extensively, learning extensively the Buddha's teachings, it is a condition for developing this faith. Yeah. So therefore, this is what we are doing here. So it is important that we all ensure that that this happens, and that our study we're doing this as a way to increase and strengthen our faith. Yeah.
어 근데 실샤 어떠시네 다 가장 다 도마다 라미 몰아다 로고 몸부세시 모두 가서 쉬바나 신데 다 제시부 섬나다인데 다 태고 치는 가오 말에 가서니 쉬다 쉬어야 다 태고 치는 가오 말에 텔라리 바 가래도 가오 마이 미리 바 가래도 티 잡게 롱 가래 가래도 어디 공부 시고야 와 소소리 바 디레스니 소소티 올 티 잡게 롱 디데 송샤스 저준 참베 디데 송샤스 아니 샹
So in the last two lessons, we have been looking at we've basically been eliminating, trying to eliminate all the different kinds of wrong conceptions. Yeah. Wrong views with regards to the teachings, isn't it? Yeah. So, for example, we did discuss how the Mahayana teachings and the Hinayana teachings, how they are not contradictory. Okay. Having said that, you yourself must understand what are the reasons. What are the reasons to show that the Mahayana teachings and the Hinayana teachings are not contradictory? You have to see this for yourself. And then, as a support to the reasons employed, then you have to bring in scriptural authority. You have to know what are the sutras or the texts that supports the fact that the Mahayana teachings and the Hinayana teachings are not contradictory. For example, what did Maitreya say about this? Then what did Buddha himself say about this? So at the end of the day, we have to be able to trace this assertion that the Mahayana teachings and the Hinayana teachings are not contradictory. We have to be able to trace this back to the Buddha himself. We have to be able to show an account that at the end of the day, on the basis of the reasons, we have to be able to show that the Buddha himself actually mentioned this clearly in his own words. Yeah.
What did it? Tiens. 대양 리바고야래 양 산지 송바래 다시 대삼나 시기야 말해 양 거 리바고야 리바디 야도니 양 산지 롱고야 다 리바 제치 뭐래 소 롱래 리바 제치기요래
But we need to employ reason, logic and reason here. So it is not sufficient just to say that, oh, the Buddha, you know, Buddha said, no. That's not sufficient. Yeah. Because we need to employ a reasoning. So, you know, if you compare the use of reason, logic and reason, and scriptural authority, reasoning is more important. But you must be able to also show that at the end of the day, you know, your reasoning has its place. The reasoning basically does not differ from what the Buddha has mentioned. You know? So you should be able to link it to an authentic source. Yeah.
So, yeah. Just now, somebody showed me how they did the exercise themselves. You know, why this true Hinayana mind is not contradictory. What's the reason? So she write down all the reason there. That's what the... Then, in order to support that, you know, what Buddha Shakyamuni said, she write down the quotation from the sutra, and also she write down what the Maitreya Buddha said. So it's, I find this very, very good exercise she did. You know, she read the text, she took the reason from the text. You know, why they're not contradictory. So she write down the reason there. You know, based on the in the book, you know, she make this reason. Then she write down the quotation, what Buddha said, what he said. When you read the text, it doesn't make very clear, you know, what is the reason, what this, you know, doesn't make that, but you have to find out what is the reason, what's the logic there, why not contradictory. You know, I think that's a very good way to do your own exercise. You know, write down, then like that. Just now she showed me, you know, how she did down, write down. It's very, very good. Yeah, so it's helpful if you do like that. What to say? Taka nashin tishula, ta tepa chichung, ma tepa chan, ta nga dang, paru tu chimba tepa nidi, ya, kawa zinde ngay lokto chimbo yung de ta de dukgo ge tepa chisong ga ma de sen rigbe kan de dukgo yin bas rigba gare go du ji ji dukgo ani ti jam ju long gare yo ras o gare sung du lam ne lok che so su su den che o tin de ti du na ani ya bu yong ha de
no then and then we are, there's another huge misconception with regards to you know, the paramitayana and the Vajrayana. So there's there's this huge conception which is quite common, yeah, that people think that these two have nothing to do with one another. They're contradictory. Yeah? Mahayana Sutra is Mahayana Sutra, Mahayana Tantra is Mahayana Tantra. No? It's like, you know, Chong, these two are basically. Yeah? So there's a huge misconception. So we need to eliminate this wrong, this huge misconception. Yeah? So in order to eliminate this, you have to prove that it is not so, yeah? So what are the reasons they are stated in the text? That proves that the Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra are not contradictory. And then what are the supporting scriptural sources? Yeah. So if you can extract this, you know, from the text, you know, you put it aside, you know, then it will be very useful. Yeah? You know, you extract it and write it out, you know. But the main way, to eliminate all these misconceptions is the use of reasoning, logic and reasoning. So of course, if you can remember the scriptural sources as well, it's fine, it's good, all good, yeah, and well, yeah. But even if you can't, you know, quote exactly or quote any of those verses, you know, it's okay. Because the main thing is to understand the reasons, you know, yeah, the logic and the reason,
yeah. What 조조 다 중첨부 다 중첨부 수도가나 다고 냠내체 멤버시다 고 다가 왔다 고 시바게 집으로 모두 냠내체 말을 했으니 목도 딱 배제 딱 여등에 시작을 그러고.
So then in the last lesson we talked about another huge misconception. We have to amplify the word huge, otherwise it doesn't, the message doesn't come across. You know, there's this idea that is very common, and it's out there. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, there's no need to study, you know, extensively. There's no need to pay attention to all these classic texts, all these so-called philosophical texts or classics or great treatises. Because they're not necessary for practice. They're not meant for practice. Just talk only. You know? So there's this idea there, out there.
Oh, that tindegi anichi da lota chimbu chi yue de shi, pe chen da mang chala yue de shi,
and this misconception, I think, exists in most people. So, having the idea of believing that studying these great treatises is not necessary for practice, because these texts are not meant for practice. These texts do not show the points for practice. So we say that this is a huge misconception, yeah. But you have to understand what does this huge misconception does to you, you know. So, you know, you may think, so what if I have this thought? What does it do to me? No big deal, you know. So the it is a big deal, because if we think like this, if we regard these great treatises, great classics, which actually contains the instructions to be put into practice, but if you regard them as something that is not meant for practice, then first, we will not respect those we will not have any regard for those texts, those teachings, isn't it? No regard means no respect, isn't it? Yeah? So especially if we think that these texts are only for talk, only, you know, nothing to do with our practice, then we will not see the instructions in these texts as something that we should adopt. In fact, we will think that it is something to be discarded. What's the use for me? No? That's all. No. So then we end up criticizing those texts, isn't it? Looking down on those texts, isn't it? Yeah. And when we start disrespecting these classics, when we start thinking about these classics in such a way, you know, then there's a danger of us creating the extremely heavy negative karma of abandoning the Dharma. Yeah. So these are the consequences.
Oh, tine sungaji. Tine, ta shung chenpo tinzo la, ta tonda yin nyamsu lengi dama chinje malokpa di shung chenpo nam shagi yore su ta. Inayang ta sosu dogma tuwe. Oh, tine sungu yore, dogma tuwa tang. Ani ji te dogpa la,
These great treatises, the classics, the great philosophical texts, they show the unmistaken instructions that we all have to put into practice. However, although that is the case, you know, that's the reality, But we, for whatever reasons, are not able to realize it. We don't realize that those texts actually are the instructions, contain the instructions for practice. So it's not a, it's just because it's our problem, we don't realize it. So again, in order to realize that these texts are contains the unmistaken instructions for practice, we would have to devote our body, speech, and mind to that endeavor of understanding those texts. Yeah. So this is what Namsung Rinpoche said in this text, isn't it?
Oh, tindersha. That tinema, that kasorta. That tinema, tindayungudo. That tandayang. That ngazu kyun, oh tindeshin. Yang ngazu kyun chimbochik tiyungu yare. Pena karsena, that chosyu, mangbochik tuyeshi. That lo chungin yishubadu chosyi. Mangbo chola, toba mangbochik yungche. That cho kandayi chigoresena, shiine jik chosyi, shambaji tsega tuyeshi. Ngazu tiyungudu. That
And then there's one very big mistake that people make. What is this? What is the big mistake? There are people who, despite having studied the Dharma for a very long time, 10 years, 20 years, but then when it comes down to practice, then they start looking elsewhere for something to practice. Suddenly they do not know how to practice, basically. Despite studying 10, 20 years, suddenly they do not know how to practice. They have to look elsewhere. So this is one of the biggest mistakes that people can, anyone can make. Yeah.
What do you mean? 세상 다 돈다 아니지 터삼 곰숨 세대 돈다니 다 돈다 터바치 강 터바치 최디 아니지 가르스나 삼로다에 이 말이 로강 삼로다에 이 강터에 최 다가라 이 말이 대리 신지 양 삼로다에 최 신지 매 말이 로와 강 터바치 같더니 아니 삼에 이 말이 터삼 수도가나 대화 여가지 신국이 말이 로와
When we learn the Buddha Dharma, there are things that we learn about the Buddha Dharma, isn't it? Whether you use the word learn, study, or hear. Yeah. Okay, so we study, we learn, we hear about the Buddha Dharma, and then we're supposed to reflect. We're supposed to think about what we have heard, what we have studied, what we have learned, isn't it? Yeah. So it's not as if you're reflecting on something other than what you have learned or studied, isn't it? Yeah, it's not like that. Yeah. So you see, there is a connection and relationship between hearing and reflection.
Oh, 독신해. 다 디네마 다 돈다니 다 당부 터베 떼라바베 디제라 터베 텐디니 아니지 삼중 시라비 떼라바 양내 양도 삼제. 아니 딱 뭐네 내려샤 신이 양보 시도 봐 시험지 근데 터바던 삼백 강 때는 바베기 최디니 다 양내 양도 공부된 지 고매이 말해 로금 세디 다 도다니 로금지 통다디 양내는 공부된 바 쓰고 공부된 데 가르려서나 터바던 삼백 강 때는 바베 튼팅이 있어 다 돈다 튼 다가랑 아 쓰면 공부된 말해서 대승구요.
So we hear the teachings, hear, study, we learn the teachings, so as to get something, isn't it? You arrive at some knowledge and you get some information, isn't it? Then you get that information. What do you do with the information? You reflect, you critically analyze, reflect on what you have gathered from hearing and learning. So as to induce genuine ascertainment, to induce a real understanding of what you have heard or learned, yeah, isn't it? So at the end of the process of reflection, you gain a very thorough, good ascertainment of what you have heard, what you have learned, what you have studied. Then, that very same knowledge that you have gained through ascertainment is the very thing that you meditate on. So the meditation means familiarizing our minds with what has been ascertained. Familiarizing, just going over, just getting used to it. You know, yeah, you have already ascertained it, but what you're trying to do is to familiarize yourself over and over again. So that is meditation, you see. So you see, hearing, reflection, and meditation, they are connected.
Yeah. Tade, tatunda ni ta, kaso shiva na shire ta gom sedu kala ta pena susu tuve shira ki yang na yang tu jeba ina, ani ji gom na nyugres ta tunda, ani yang na yang tu jeba ina, ani ji ta topa peje, ani ji gom su tuku mares, jadang ta gom chela ta tosan di jegres, oti de sungai yungu yare, lewa, cuci ne topa tamje ani ji ta 이게 그래 아니지 방샤래 공기 내가 불러 똑바치 농원도 주주기야 말했어 그러봐 남도 주농원도 주마치와체 독신이 곰잡고 그랬어 그러 남도 깨봐이나 곰책 말했어 어디 숭아 연구해 왔다
So they are no they are people no they are there's this view out there no you know, there are people who actually assert, you know, who propagate the idea, the view that, you know, if you use your brain, and it's in full English, but I mean technically it's like if you use your wisdom or discernment, if you use your discrimination, you know, basically in simple English, if you use your brain, you know, if you use your brain to think about the Buddha Dharma, using your brain to think about Buddha Dharma will harm your meditation practice. Why? Because when you think, then you know you have all sorts of thoughts, you know. So therefore, you will harm your meditation practice. Therefore, don't think, you know. Don't think. Because thinking, using your brain, is not meditation. It's not meditation. It's an obstacle to meditation, you see. So don't think, you see. Because, you know, because when you meditate, you're supposed to get rid of all thoughts, you know. Kind of seeing me like idiot, anyway. All thoughts, you know. Oh. So yeah, so they believe that oh, meditation must be like that. You know, you sit there, you know, you meditate without any thoughts.
You know, the Kangbo Panda show
number two.
You know, what the master say, inner peace. They say, don't think anything, so you have inner peace.
Never watch that?
Huh?
Never watch that?
Huh?
Never watch? Kung Fu Panda 2, never watch?
Anybody watch? Huh? No? Must go and watch. Oh, Tuxin. Don't that thing on the Samurai Tandogala, Tangan Zola, Lola, Samba to Jungudo, Samurai Tandogala, Tangum, Sidogala. 남도 있잖아 남도 쌤 주인한테 없이 진짜 잘 그도 왔다 검수도 간다 최대다 남도 최대 제 맞이 와있는 다 쌤 시대도 시원시 다 검수는 뒤에 쓰는 안도 다 다고 진 배제 망치기 또 진대기도 와 그러와
But actually this is what most people think is meditation you know? Really because the whole point of meditation is to gain some peace isn't it people think Oh, so in order to have peace, you have to stop thinking. That's what we see. You will stop thinking. Wow. Then you gain that peace, you know. Ah, that is meditation, you see. Tewa.
Oh, Tuxin is one. That's 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 one. 가세보시네 다 가서 니수체 그러와 딘데지 개발이 용거래서 딘안에 학벌도 제검 세디 다 제시보시네 순구요래 대양 제검 강치에디 돌라 토성이 땡란밥에 된 디가랑이 말했어 딘이 다 꼬매래서 어떡시네 제일 먼저 순구요래
So thinking that meditation is just about gaining yeah, inner peace no, through stopping all thoughts no. is a mistake, is wrong. So Lama Tsongkhapa says very clearly it's wrong. So Lama Tsongkhapa explains very clearly that there are two types of meditation. There is analytical meditation and there is stabilizing meditation. Yeah. Okay. So there's a time and place for both. Yeah. So, and in particular, Lama Tsongkhapa plays a great emphasis on analytical meditation. He emphasizes how important it is. Yeah. So, and when we engage in analytical meditation, so in the process of analytical meditation, what do you analyze? What do you think about? You analyze, you meditate on the teachings that you have already delineated, that you have already come to an understanding from hearing and reflection.
어떻게니 제단 따뜻한다 다 제일 멋지게 어떻게니 아니지 가서 그랬다 다 빼라 빼라 때문에 무슨 것도 왔단다 빼라 나신 빼라 따죽어야 이나 아니지 당부 따죽어야 랑가단 뜬서 땡치 다 정다 땡치 다 죽는 게 랑가 땡치 다 돈다 텔라 죽고래스 죽으러 와 어찌 다 터성이 땡나 빼 터성이 땡나 빼 때니 고메레다스 빼 뒤죽자지 무슨 것도 와 그러와 다 딜레 덕지 침바이나 빼나 다 죽사게 랑가텐 다딜레 랑가텐 데도 땅원에 죽으러 누가나 초신도 죽바이나 다 미치바레스티 지든 용달라다 시지게 내 시거로 왔다 제무셔로 지거로 다가 나신 집어치자니 말에 다 토성 깔아질 때는 뭐 다 곰제 나갈라 심바지 곰데나 아니 미치바레스 다 돈다티 숨고 빼이다
So Lama Tsongkhapa uses the analogy of showing a horse a racetrack to highlight, you know, what we've been just talking, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, the whole point of showing the horse, you know, the racetrack, you know, whether it's Kranji or Bukit Timah, you show the fella, hey, this is the place that you're going to run. And the point is to get the horse to realize, and to be familiar, hey, you know, here, you know. Yeah. So likewise, you know, the whole point of learning the Dharma through hearing and through reflection is so that we can meditate on it, yeah. Meditate on what we have heard and what we have reflected on, isn't it, yeah. Okay. So, you know, even in the, you know, if you, you know, back to the horse again, and so you bring the horse to the track and you show that the horse, hey, this is the track, you know, you familiarize the horse, and usually you train the horse on the racetrack, you know. But when it is Saturday, is it? When it's a horse racing day, you know, then you bring the horse to another place to race, you know. And then, you know, first you train the horse on a race on this particular track. And on a horse on the racing day, you show it, you bring it to another place. You know? I mean, if you do this, yeah, people will cheer. We will find it ridiculous, isn't it? People, you know, it's what, yeah. So similarly, you know. If you learn the Dharma through hearing and reflection, you do all this work. But then, when it's time to meditate, if you meditate on something else, completely different, then it is as ridiculous as having the horse race on another track.
Oh, that one, 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 기질을 때와 차지 강 토섬 지역의 최대니 고매이 말했어. 로 베이든에 드네 숭아 드네 다 드네마 아니지 다 가서 그래요. 아니지 뭐 까말라시 자갈기 아니 체베 흉라야 아 드네 숭요래스 다 고매 타메까블라 아 양 토바도 삼바도 좀 시아랍기 토바 카이바 드네 고말라 좀 시아랍기 고말 차이 신도니 마인데스 로와
So now you see that the threefold activity of hearing, reflection, and meditation, these three are interconnected, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And what do you meditate? We meditate on the teachings that we have learned that we have come to understand through hearing and reflection. Okay? Not something else. Yeah. So these three are interconnected. Okay? And in order to substantiate this point, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes one of the great Indian master, Kamala Shila. So Kamala Shila, in one of his texts, the last of the three stages of meditation, so this great Indian master said, "Further, what you meditate on with the wisdom arisen from meditation is just that which you know with the wisdom that has arisen from study and reflection. You do not meditate on something else. This is similar to how you show a horse a racetrack and then race it there." So this quotation from Kamala Shila text shows that what Lama Tsongkhapa has been saying so far is not in Lama Tsongkhapa's own kind of creation, and it's not like he said whatever he wanted to say. It is substantiated. It can be substantiated with these quotations from the great Indian masters. And actually, what these great Indian masters say ultimately can be traced back to the Buddha. Because what these great masters say, they're basically clarifying or elucidating the intention of the Buddha himself. Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean? That the name of the cousin to put it, that the name of the name of the Tatanda Lamrimji, Tatanda Changi Lamji Jimbe Minga Digi, Takaswarta. The Changi Lamji, Changi Lamrim Dila Dene, Tatanda. That's Sura Tamji Tanga the Kotobaji Ungris, that is Sumer of the Dema, present in the Russian side.
So by depending on the Lamrim, those of you who are new to this word, Lamrim is a Tibetan word, yeah. It means stages of the path to enlightenment, okay? So the Lamrim, or the stages of the path to enlightenment, is a personal instruction of the great masters, yeah. Yeah. So it's a personal instruction. So by depending on this personal instruction, the Lamrim, one will be able to see all the scriptures as instructions for practice. Yeah.
What in the swan said it? That tetana, that is swan, that tetana, dambati, sing it in sunny, she never had on your pass, sooner condemned and she belonged in it. Tamje tazam dunes, that tamjel, jocum governor, jocum checkum governor, so so to be share of each day, Yamangi, but dinner, tibet nas. So not them the damada shan, the dollar, dambe, chocolate, and never get this. Tenam Dama more mimbi churcha some zimbis Lokto Hangma Mema Dokuro Soto Sungtibut.
So on page 10 of the text, in the middle of the page. Thus, through summarizing all the topics of the paths set out in the excellent teachings and commentaries, starting from how to rely on a spiritual teacher up to come abiding in spiritual insight, they are all condensed into stages of practical application in terms of performing stabilizing meditation where stabilizing meditation is required, and analyzing with the wisdom of individual investigation or the wisdom of discernment where analytical meditation is required. So thereby, these instructions guide you so that all the excellent teachings dawn on you as instructions. Then the certainty develops that they should, that the certainty develops that these classics, the teachings, the scriptures should be understood as supreme instructions, and the misconception that they should be understood as mere background knowledge or promoting only superficial knowledge for the Dharma, rather than as actual instructions. So this misconception is completely reversed.
Oh, Tuxin, that's all the Kabla, the Nesunguyore, Penata Lamrim Dilla, Penalamri Kabla, Penal Dojone, that Dojone, that Dojone, that 가당 다 디 공대 망보 중거와 남다 디네 숭배 다 냠수 랑자 탐제 다던다 다 갑데 람림이 갑데라 다 기우 숨지 람기 림바 되지 아니지 강사직 강사직이 아니 냠네 지당지 시기하래 알아봐 어 딘데 시기하래 딘데 시아바데 똥이도 간라 아니지 가르스 아니지 순라비 딘데 약보 시에도 봐있나 다 다 대외성으로 탐지기 다 내디 시에도배 다 돈다 내가 디 시에도배 책을 했은 거 같다
So here we are talking about the sutra teachings, the sutra teachings. So the sutra teachings would contain the words of the Buddha himself and the commentaries that clarified the intent of those the words of the Buddha. So all these teachings, the main points of all these teachings are condensed into the paths of the three types of persons, the three types of persons of the different capacities, isn't it? So, and this is what the Lamrim is. So if we understand that the Lamrim, which shows the practices for the three types of persons, if we understand that all these teachings in the Lamrim are meant for one person, for any individual to practice, then you see that point, then you will also see the essential points. You will realize basically and understand the essential points of the entire Buddha Dharma.
Ani kalsor ta nyamsulenda kansa chiki ani sanje nyamsulenda yapo shabaina dochene shede yapo shabaina ani tela tene ani ji ta kale me bache ta 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 kale chungjo yongane ani ji ta kalsone ngakchone shede namsan shetu bechi ro kale me betone shetu kores oti sungoyo re
So if you are able to understand how all the essential points of the Buddha's sutric teachings that you can see in the words of the Buddha himself and those commentaries that elucidate the intent of those words, how all the essential points of all these is contained in the Lamrim, which basically shows the practices for the three types of beings, isn't it? Of different capacities. And we understand that this Lamrim is actually an instruction for all individuals, for everyone. It's something that everyone needs to achieve enlightenment. If one is able to see this, then without much difficulty, one will also be able to appreciate the tantric teachings of the Buddha in the future.
Tinday shi tuba ji na tunda kare suwa ta. Ta sungrab tamje ta tunda. Sungrab tamje ta nga du ta kuwa ji shi tuba ji shungwa ina. Ta ki nang shi re ngar ki lukta chimbo ta shung kya chimbo tinzo. Ta nyamne chi ya mare. Pento yo mare. Se lukta tinzo. Ani ji. Sangme da tok chok re. Ta tunda. Wati sungu tuba.
So yeah, if you're able to realize this, You realize that through the Lamrim that all the essential points of the Buddhist teachings are contained in the Lamrim and they are meant for one person to practice, for all individuals to practice to achieve enlightenment. If one is able to see this, then the earlier, the misconception, the huge misconception that we have discussed earlier would be eradicated. Yeah. And what was that misconception? The misconception thinking that these great treatises, the classics, are only for thought. Not for practice. So that misconception will be eliminated.
Yes.
So now we are talking about the four greatnesses of the Lamrim, isn't it? So the first one, the greatness of enabling one to know that all the teachings are free of contradiction, we have finished. And now we have finished the second one, the greatness of enabling us to understand that all the scriptures are instructions for practice. Yeah. So that is so we've just completed that. So the next greatness is the greatness of enabling us to easily discover the conqueror's or the Buddha's intent.
Yeah.
So you may have noticed that I've spent quite a lot of time talking about these first two greatnesses, and in fact over the last two lessons and also in this lesson as well. Yeah. Why? Because I thought it was important and it's beneficial. Yeah. We have to understand all the misconceptions that we have been talking about exist here. Yeah. People, you know, this huge misconception. All of us, many people think that the Hinayana and the Mahayana are contradictory. They have nothing to do with one another. And likewise, when we talk about Mahayana, Mahayana is Mahayana, Vajrayana is Vajrayana. These two again, nothing to do with one another. And in particular, there's this huge misconception, thinking that there's no need to study too much. There's no need to learn all these great classics, all these extensive philosophical texts. No need. It's nothing to do with our practice. So this is a huge misconception. And in particular, Lama Sumava says there's this huge misconception thinking that there's no relationship between reflection and meditation. Yeah. There's this idea that what you hear, what you think about is not what you meditate on. Yeah. So these huge misconceptions are not out there, they're here. They're in a lot of our minds. And they are a great hindrance, a great obstacle for our development. Yeah. So therefore, so I thought it was beneficial to talk about this again. So this is something that we really have to pay attention to in this area, to think about this. Yeah. And we're not just... this is also Lama Tsongkhapa's explanation. Lama Tsongkhapa is not your ordinary kid next door. He is talking based on his experience of having learned, reflected, and meditated on the entire Buddha Dharma. So he's explaining it from his own realizations, experience. Yeah. Okay.
Lame menga ditang ditawala tenenni delatu topar juro sot sunchi.
Okay, so the third greatness, the greatness of allowing us to easily discover the conqueror's intent. I think intent is better than intention. Yeah. Although the great text, the classic text, the scriptures along with their commentaries, although they form the supreme instructions. So, but beginners, you know, who are not trained, who have not trained extensively, you know, in these teachings, you know, so uneducated beginners will not be able to discover the intent of the Buddha, even though they might delve into these teachings. You know. Yeah, I mean, even if they might actually learn or try to learn and study these extensive classics. But if one does not rely on the excellent personal instructions, yeah. So it would be very difficult even if they try. No? And even if they do discover the Buddha's intent after trying, no? They would have to spend a lot of time and a lot of effort, no? Before they can meet with such success. No? However, if we were to rely on the guru's personal instructions, such as the Lamrim, you know, then we will be able to discover the Buddha's intent easily. So, if we depend on an excellent personal instruction, is coming from one of these great beings, Atisha in this case, isn't it? So if we depend on this excellent personal instruction, the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, we will be able to discover easily the intent of the Buddha, and the Lamrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, is essentially, you know, can be condensed into the paths of the three types of persons, the persons of the three different capacities. And the point is to understand that, and you know, all these instructions in the Lamrim, and all basically. All the instructions and all the Buddha Dharma are actually instructions for any one person to put into practice to achieve enlightenment. Okay? Yeah. So therefore, if we understand the Lamrim well, we will be able to easily discover the Buddha's intent. You know? So therefore, it becomes very important for us to learn and reflect on the Lamrim. Yeah. So then the fourth greatness, it says here, the greatness of a grave misdeed stopping by itself, or an alternative translation is the greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoing. So the fourth greatness of the Lamrim is that it enables us to refrain automatically from great wrongdoing, the great wrongdoing of abandoning the Dharma. Yeah. So, as I've explained earlier, if we understand the Lamrim well, if we understand and practice the Lamrim well, we will understand that all the teachings of the Buddha, all the scriptures and all the classics and commentaries, everything, all of those are instructions to be put in practice. Yeah. And these are instructions that everyone should put into practice to achieve enlightenment. So if you are able to see all the scriptures as or the Buddha and all the classics as instructions for practice, then one will definitely not create the grave misdeed of abandoning the Dharma.
어떻게 어떤데 이런 거야래? 나 최신에 달람을 약보지 시도 봐이나 나 돈다니 나 탐제 나 가당 공대기 나 공바 탐제 아니지 강사직 산제 탑수 도토비지 나 어떤데 도토바이나 나 초봉을 내든도 사기 말아봐.
And so, really, if we understand the numbering well, we will be able to appreciate all the words of the Buddha and all those commentaries. We will be able to see them as something to be put into practice, something that we ourselves need. Yeah. So if we have that kind of appreciation, then we will definitely not create the heavy negative karma of abandoning the Dharma, isn't it?
어떻게네? 다 드네마 다 니제 다 다 초봉기 다 초봉기 다 초봉기 녀바디 다 녀바 쳐버렸습니다. 어디 숭늉해다 다디 그러봐 다디 숭교설 드네마 다 조조 다 담주 빼먹어보다 냄법을 리우다 어딘데네 다 단다 숭늉해 다 녀바 쳐버렸으니 숭늉거래.
So next, the text goes on to explain how serious it is to abandon the Dharma, and Lama Smupa quotes primarily the Lotus Sutra and the chapter of the truth, the truthful one, or the chapter of the truth speaker. Then also Lama Tsongkhapa quotes the King of the Concentrations Sutra likewise to show how serious the negative karma or abandoning the Dharma is. So explained in the White Lotus Sutra and the chapter of the Truthful One, it amounts to abandoning the Dharma if you hold that some words of the Buddha are means for attaining Buddhahood, while the other words of the Buddha are obstacles to Buddhahood. Then you divide them into good and bad, appropriate and inappropriate, or Mahayana and Hinayana, and thereupon holding that a bodhisattva needs to train in some and not in others. So because you fail to understand that all the words of the Buddha directly or indirectly teach the means of attaining Buddhahood. In the sutra gathering all the threads, it says that the karmic obscuration due to abandoning the Dharma is so subtle that it is hard to recognize. Concerning the grave disadvantages that ensue if you abandon the Dharma, it says in the King of the Concentration Sutra, someone here in Jambuvipa, which is the planet Earth, tears down all the stupas in this world, Then someone abandons a class of sutras. So the person who abandons the sutras, that person's misdeed is far more serious. Someone even murders arhats, as many as the sand grains in the Ganges River. But then someone abandons a class of sutras, then the latter's misdeed is far more grave, more serious. So although in general there appears to be many ways in which the Dharma might be abandoned, the one described previously seems to be the greatest, which is why we should try hard to give it up. So that is to say, since this is reversed, simply by gaining certainty regarding what was shown above the first two greatnesses, yeah, this misdeed stops by itself. This certainty should be sought by studying the chapter of the Truthful One as well as the Sutra of the Excellent Dharma as a White Lotus. The other ways of abandoning the Dharma should be learned from the Sutra gathering all the threads. So it says here that the negative karma of abandoning the Dharma is very subtle, which means it's very difficult for us to see, how serious it is. That it's very difficult for us to realize, the negative consequences. So this abandoning the Buddha Dharma is extremely a grave misdeed. Yeah. So just to give an illustration, a simple example. So if that's a specific teaching of the Buddha, a particular teaching of the Buddha. No? So if we think that this particular teaching is no benefit, it cannot help me achieve enlightenment. And if we really believe this from the heart, then we would have created this negative karma of abandoning the Dharma, which is how serious Or if you think that you are a follower of the Mahayana, then you come across a teaching of the Hinayana, and then you think that this is a Hinayana text. And therefore, because it is a Hinayana text, therefore it's nothing to do with me. I'm following the Mahayana path. This is not necessary. This is useless. No benefit. So if we really think like this, if we just have to think, really believe in that thought, then we would have created this negative karma of abandoning the Dharma. Or if one is a follower of the Hinayana path, one does not accept the Mahayana teachings, thinking that, it's a Mahayana teaching. No, it's not a Hinayana teaching. Therefore, it's no use to me, And if one really thinks, if he really believes in it, in what you're thinking, then one creates this negative karma of abandoning the Dharma.
What in the Sungdo? That church in it, that visit in the Menda, Benata, Tambe Chola Guatabina, Bena Sanji, Sula Guatabi Lucala, that Chokunjola, Pisa Guataba, Tobiore, Rava Tanga, Rava Chokunjola Guatabe. That Tikura Tabi Lucala, then the Cho Sunyangi, Donda Tengi.
So
텔라야 튕기 고왔다바 두고요 다던다 초군주 고왔다도 가나 제장하다 담배초 뽕도 가나 다 군주 숨라 고라다바 지책도 가 너봐 어 딘데 이천아야 다고 대바침 못 줘야 다 딘데 삼나단 연하면나 너 미신
So, you know, if we think about this, yeah, you know, what happens actually? You know, what actually are we implying, you know, when we criticize the Dharma, thinking, oh, this is not Buddhist teaching, or this is or this is useless, and this is no benefit? You know? So essentially, we are basically denigrating or putting down or criticizing the Dharma jewels, isn't it? Yeah? 对不对? 法宝, we are criticizing that. So, and when we criticize the Dharma jewel, in meaning, you are actually also criticizing the Buddha jewel. Why? Because the Buddha is the one who taught that Dharma, is it? So, actually, in meaning, you are also actually, in one way or another, criticizing the person or the Buddha who has taught it. Yeah? Likewise, in meaning, You are basically also saying that the people who practice it are something wrong. You know? Basically, you are also criticizing, putting down the Sangha Jewel, in particular the higher beings, you know, who practice it, isn't it? So you see, by giving up the Buddha Dharma, by abandoning the Buddha Dharma, you kind of end up like criticizing or, you know, putting down the Buddha Dharma Sangha, is it? So therefore, I guess the negative karma has to be very, very heavy. Yeah.
Oh, Tukshin, that Tonda, Della, that Tabe Chopon, Chabaina, that Tondai, Benan Namba Ranglaya, that there's a Mambuyum, or the Tapachus Mambujum was on, Tapachus Jinsen is in a Bangwaina, that Chigichilla, Tulam Yung, Chigichilla, that Tongjong, that did the dancer, that Tulam Yunguyama, Roa, Tindegi Jekche, Roa. That Gua Matava Jiggy Jiggy, the Naga the Shed Waina, Jiggy Chill, Kushap Chair, Kuba Chair, and Tumbo Yung, Rawa, Nangba Penzula, and that today, but Rawa, or Tinde, that Naga Yim, but that to Baba.
There's also, I mean, it's also related to the unity of all Buddhists as a whole. So, you know, there are many divisions and many different Buddhist traditions, isn't it? Mahayana, Hinayana, what have you. When one abandons the Dharma, then obviously how can there be unity, isn't it? How can there be harmony, isn't it? Yeah, you can't even respect the other tradition, the Buddhist tradition. So how do you have harmony? However, if everyone were to know the essential points of the other traditions, you know, whether it's Mahayana, Hinayana, if we know, then you'll be able to appreciate others. Yeah. And from that comes mutual respect, and also appreciation, and then harmony ensues.
Yeah.
And also, if we were to think about it in a bigger way, if you think about the other religious traditions, isn't it? Yeah. So if one puts down other religious tradition because it doesn't suit your own taste, because it doesn't benefit you, then if you use that as a reason, because it doesn't benefit me, therefore it's useless. No? Then that's where problems come, isn't it? People fight, yeah? People of different religions quarrel, fight, and there's disharmony. Yeah. So Just because one particular religious tradition does not fit an individual doesn't mean that he has no benefit for other people, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So if you recognize that fact, then there can be mutual respect, and isn't it? And then there's harmony. Yeah.
Ordinary that tambe chopon, nyaba so tila dene, that chulu tamjada, anisi taba, kalso, kubachiwa, that on the taba said, kawari dene, so so, kubachiwa. Rava shen, that shen la pendo yunga, tindeza, rangi taba menaya, that kubachiwa, rava, or tiba.
So therefore, with that as a reason, therefore, we also need to respect the other religious tradition. But of course, faith is a different thing. We're not talking about faith. Even though we may not have faith, or we don't have faith, we don't believe, but nevertheless, we still can appreciate the other religious traditions and respect them.
Yeah, I stop here. So the next session we go on Thursday. Yeah, that is Chawa Nidin Challenge. She is Chawa said that in a mass also there's a law. That is okay. That came out. That there's law. Law. Didn't want to say law. You say
Sapova. So please read the next section, how to listen and explain this Dharma that possesses the two greatnesses. Yeah. So it's not complicated, it's quite straightforward, yeah. Okay?
Tukshya ni kaza ta rangjong teyadi, kaza rangjong teyadi, kaza shubha na shingre, rangjong teyadi, that soso samlo yi tangchi, soso leba yi tukchi, an tiyechi, so that ni mi zo tiri, soso samlo yi tangchi, deji samlo yi tangchi, kare kukudu, kandeji kukudu, pati na shing tiyechi.
Remember the homework, which is due next Tuesday. The whole point of the exercise is to get you to actually sit down and you think about it, you know, not cut and paste. Yeah. You have to think about it, and then basically you just use your brain a bit, you know, to think about stuff. Yeah, and then you write down what you think. Yeah. Please don't give me, don't hand up an assignment, which is basically paraphrasing of what is really in the text. Oh, this text says this, and next text says that. I know what the text are saying. Basically, you don't.
So
it's not so straightforward. You have to write what you think. But you also have to be able to defend what you write. No? So you have to imagine, no, that if there's someone who would read what you've written, and if someone was to, the person was to raise some objections, hey, well, it's not like this, it's like that. Are you able to basically defend what you've written?
So I'm
not sure about, you know, writing that finishing the assignment in just one day. I'm not sure, you know, you should take a longer time to think about it, you know. Okay? You have to write what you think, and you have to, you have to be able to defend what you write. Now, you know, we are not looking for correct answers necessarily. You know, the point here is whatever you think is right, you know, you write it down and you write it with confidence. This is what I think, and this is I can defend this.
So
the most important thing about this piece of whatever you're gonna write there, you have to be able to defend it. So if somebody was to object, you know, hey, this is me kui. Then you have to be able to stand up to it and say, bola, I know I'm, you know, you have to anyway appear confident at least. I know I'm writing. So think about it before you write, and once you have arrived at some ascertainment, or I mean, at least from your own side, you think what you're going to write is probably correct, yeah? And you can stand up to objections, and then only did you write it down, okay?
Okay.
And then after you've written it out, then you should read it, you know, and see if there's anything that you can, if they can be improved. No, perhaps, oh, maybe this way of expressing this idea is, it can be better. No? So then, you know, you make the necessary adjustments. That's the reason why I gave you 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Any question? Yeah, we have 5 minutes, so just one question. You have any question? Yeah. The old, not the old one, from the young, not the old, not what call. Not the old, what call. You do Jambalakasa. Not the senior one, the junior one, yeah. Ask question, the junior one, you have question asked, yeah. Here and there and just, yeah. Yeah.
Let's say in the family, if you have children.
And then we bring them to take refuge with the master, I mean with the guru, says take refuge with the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then as our children grow up, then they kind of choose other religion. So does this consider abandoning the Dhamma? Or not?
Well, you seem to be suggesting that anybody who is not a Buddhist abandons Dharma, yeah? Same, yeah?
No, because if they can refuge, you see, let's say, yeah, as a teenager or maybe 18, 19, then follow the mother, go and see the guru, and then after took refuge, and after that, later on, then become other religion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So do you consider this abandoning the Dharma?
I personally think that is not an issue at all. It's just did basically just went through a ceremony. That's all. It's like a tradition and all, you know. But whether they were actually, whether they received refuge or not is another question. Yeah. Because when they are young, first if you ask, they don't even know what the three jewels are. I mean, what really the three jewels are, and not even sure whether they have actually any faith to begin with in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. They just went, you know, just go through a ceremony, you know, as a you know in the form of the tradition. Yeah. So I don't see that. So I'm not sure, but I think so. If in the case of this person, if he or she chooses to follow another religion, I don't see anything like bad or not, and anything right. Really
seriously wrong.
So, but on the other hand, if one went in with your eyes open, if you know what you were doing, you know, you had some faith, you had some understanding, and then you accepted and you made the promise. And then if you give up on your promise, then of course, then there is the danger there of abandoning the Dharma. So that's why I think you know, if for kids, I mean, they're just kids, yeah. I mean, they don't really know what they are doing, yeah, isn't it?
And that exception for the kid, not for the adult. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I think. Yeah, there's one more. Yeah.
Yeah. You said something, you just throw the mic over there.
Okay, now I talk softly. On page 11, right, on B, it says when there is a realization along the lines of the first two greatnesses, the misdeed stops by itself. What does this misdeed refer to? Does the misdeed refer to abandoning the Buddha Dharma?
The
misdeed refers to the negative karma of abandoning the Dharma.
Then, see, right. It says you should come to realize such certainty from the White Lotus Sutra and other texts. This certainty should be sought by studying the chapter of the Truthful One, mm-hmm. as well as the da da da, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it saying that in order to have a better assertion that mm-hmm. on why you shouldn't be abandoning the Buddha Dharma, mm-hmm. you should go and study the chapter of the Truthful One? Because on the other sentence it says the other way of abandoning the Dharma should be learned from the sutra gathering all the threads. If abandoning the Dharma is not correct, why I want to learn about some more other way of abandoning the Dharma? Right or no?
I didn't get your question, but I just laughed.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Kind of
Okay, I think again I ask you next week.
Do I have to wait until next week? Thursday is okay.
Okay, Thursday.
So yes, by realizing the first two greennesses of the Lamrim, then one will automatically refrain from the grave misdeed of abandoning the Dharmaya. But if you want to know more about what abandoning the Dharma really is, you know, abandoning the Dharma can happen in many different ways, isn't it? So in order to know about it in more detail, then you know, then you have to refer to these texts and the Lotus Sutra and then the chapter on the truthful speaker. So I guess in these sutras and the White Lotus Sutra and what is it? The chapter of the truthful one. The abandoning the Dharma is discussed in more detail than what is here in this text. So I think that's the reason why the Lama Tsongkhapa is referring us to those sutras. But I myself haven't had the opportunity to read these sutras myself, neither do I have the time.
So it is more of reading it so as to avoid abandoning the Dharma. The English is so confusing.
It is in the Lamrim Chemo. The quotations can be found there.
Okay.
Yeshila, I think part of the problem is it's just not been very well translated, that sentence into English.
Okay.
It's just wrong English there. It's very confusing. Because we are not learning how to abandon the Dharma. We are learning
how not to.
We are trying to learn how. That you know, these are the ways that the Dharma ends up being abandoned. But that's not the sense you get from it. So I think that's why she's confused, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't confuse. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll also finish off with the usual prayers. Page